Pride of Mayflower, Arkansas, Lorenzo Robinson.
Hello.
Joining us on Overtime. Lorenzo.
And I didn't know if Joe still had the compliment of the call. We said, we teased it in the first of the show, we're going to have Lorenzo Robinson, former Arkansas great, come up here and be on the show. And you just instantly, callers calling in, talking about some of your basketball high school memories.
That's right. That was great. Yeah.
They were saying you were a stud.
No, we were actually pretty good, man. I had a good time down there under Brent Stallings, and then had a great career AAU wise. Played with Matt a few years as well for the Arkansas Wings.
Yep.
Organization under Ron Crawford down there.
All right, so man. Lorenzo, what's going to happen tomorrow? Let's get your take on the game.
And after that, I want to ask you about covering a receiver.
Yes.
As Manziel's not a progression pocket passer.
Right.
He's a scramble around, make something
right.
happen. So after that, you know, how much more difficult that is?
First question, tomorrow, I think tomorrow's going to be tough. I hadn't heard anything if Brandon's coming back or not. But even if he's not, it'll be tough. You know, our secondary has to play better, and we have to run the ball better. I mean, we got a good chance with it being here in Fayetteville. But, you know, just like the movie, any given Saturday, man, we can win the game. So we got a good shot at it. I'm a little concerned, though. I got to be honest.
And then talk about the style of quarterback Manziel is when he's not a progression reading quarterback, that he might buy 7-8 seconds, how difficult that is.
Right. Well, I'm sitting next to one right now with Matt. So that's always difficult to plan for a guy that's just not going to stand back there and throw it. Anytime it's like that, you got to have eyes on your receivers at all time and not in the backfield, which our secondary right now have a hard time doing.
And Trey, when we're coming back, I do want to ask Lorenzo about what he sees in the talent level, because we've had some callers call in to say, why do they stay 8 yards off of the receivers?
Mm-hmm.
And more just a scheme thing is that a talent level is too when we come back.
We will do it. Lorenzo Robinson's up there with Matt. They're at Jose's on Dixon Street. Welcome back to Overtime. Matt Jones, Trey Schaap, along with the Freaky Joe Franklin, and Lorenzo Robinson.
This edition of Overtime, live from Fayetteville, is brought to you by Riverside Subaru, Arkansas One Call and Our Cups, Blackman Auctions, First Arkansas Bank and Trust, and Arkansas Heart Hospital.
Don't forget, tonight at 7 o'clock, actually 6:50, following Drive Time Sports and the Sonic Blast, which is in Newport tonight. It's the high school football game of the week, driven by Fletcher Kia, as the Nashville Scrappers take on the Arkadelphia Badgers. Lorenzo, I'm sure you remember those days of being a Mayflower Eagle. Nothing like high school football on a Friday night in Arkansas.
Man, nothing like it. It was great. I miss it a whole lot. Just getting off the bus, walking into a stadium,
the smell
of the popcorn, and just sometimes the grass, depending on where you are, man. It's just awesome.
No, I'm right there with Lorenzo. There was something about when the weather started to change,
right?
And it's game day. You have your jersey on at school. The atmosphere. There's nothing better than high school football like that.
I love it, man.
1-800-477-1037. Let's go to Drew in Searcy. Drew, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime. Drew was not able to hang on.
And Trey, before we went to the break, I wanted to ask Lorenzo, because he was a D-back up here at the University of Arkansas. And when you see, because what I see out of our D-backs and our cornerbacks is they might not have the talent to really get up and press, and I think the coaches know that. So scheme wise, they have to be 8 yards off the ball because they're afraid of getting beat, so they're keeping it in front of them. What do you see when you see our back end, our back four?
Well, I'm real hesitant to say that they don't have talent, but they don't have talent.
And
like
I'm not
we
saying
have.
They don't have talent. Yeah,
right. But you know, back when I played, our corners, we were in press coverage almost every down. And
Lamont Carroll, fastest
right.
guy on the field. Yeah.
Lawrence Richardson, Eddie Jackson, some of those guys.
Marvin.
Marvin Jackson. Marvin
yep.
Jackson. But what I see now, I don't know if we're too small. We really do have some small corners, and I don't know if their hands are good enough to really get a good jam off the line without getting beat on a fade or a go route. And so they play far off, and that's always been a concern of mine because that allows you to get your eyes in bad places.
Right.
In the backfield, if you're 8 yards out off, and then you're bailing out 4 or 5 more yards on the snap. So they can throw hitches and stop routes all day long, which is really a concern of mine.
Right, and I also wonder is we had some great safeties there. You know, you have a Ken Hamlin who was an All-American.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help, you know, being the kind of the leader as far as do you miss that also? Is there maybe a leader needs to step up and be like a Ken Hamlin style?
What? Man, I tell you what, any team needs somebody like that, a Tony Boyle.
Right, right.
A Lorenzo Robinson. I'll just throw that
exactly.
in there. And, you know, something like that. But I'm not really sure if they have that. I don't know if the confidence level is there for somebody to really step up like Ken would. Just using him because he was a very, very vocal, physical leader for us.
Yeah.
And he would get off into your helmet a little bit. But I don't know if we have that right now. I think we got some real touchy-feely guys. Right now that, you know, if another player gets onto him, they might fold a little bit.
I got you.
But anytime you can have somebody like that, it's always a plus. I'm just not sure if we have that right now.
Boss Hogg and Brian are at Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback says the biggest threat from Texas A&M is not Johnny Manziel. As talented as he is, their biggest weapon is the 6'5 wide receiver. He has a history of bailing Johnny Manziel out of bad situations.
I'm going to agree with that.
Well, I think he's averaging like 25 yards a catch, and not only that, he has strong hands, you know, natural but strong hands.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, if you can put on the tape of the Alabama game, and Alabama usually has some of the best secondary.
And not only probably one of the best defensive-minded coaches.
Coaches,
ever.
Yes, yeah. With Coach Smart, but. Man, and he was abusing those guys. And I think Alabama averages about 6'1", 6'2", whereas we come in at about 5'11", 6'. So that's going to be a challenge for us.
Mike Evans, guys, in 4 games, 22 receptions, 575 yards, 3 touchdowns, averaging 26.1 yards per reception, his longest of 95 yards, averaging 143.8 yards per game.
Wait, okay, so, Trey, you said 22 catches, 500 yards.
575 yards. That's 26.1.
Almost 600 yards on 20. I mean, you don't do that nowadays.
That's,
you know?
That's PlayStation-like.
Yeah,
is what we said.
that's Calvin Johnson numbers.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Those are just crazy, stupid numbers, aren't they?
But I will say this, though. You know, if you turn on that game, this kind of alludes to the question that you had before, Trey. When Manziel breaks the pocket – if those secondary guys are looking at him and those receivers, they're taught, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, if he's a short route, he turns around and goes long. So Manziel threw the ball up 2 or 3 times, and mm-hmm. they were able to jump over guys and make
catches.
And if
you're back, you come at the angle right. towards the sideline
yeah.
at
and,
him.
And if
yeah.
you don't have good feet work and stuff like that and bad eyes, there's no
and you
way.
You nailed it right there, Lorenzo. Not only physically but mentally, you can't get caught watching,
right.
and then you lose track of them. Right. It's going to be a completion.
Yeah. Scramble rules is what we called it. When the play breaks down, quarterback's out of the pocket, we turn to scramble rules, which means everybody mans up on a guy. Whoever's in your vicinity, you got a man on, and don't take your eyes off of him.